Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to our newest episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we spotlight sellers with a story to share with us. Our guests this episode both have a background in healthcare. They met at work and have now become partners in life as well as partners in business, working together to run two separate eBay stores. Welcome, Heather Hardy and Alicia Wright.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you both for being here. Such a pleasure. Tell us about yourself. What do you sell? I know you have two separate stores. So Alicia, let's start with you.
I'm originally from Central Florida, and I specialize in men's athletic apparel, sportswear, sneakers, and sports accessories.
And Heather?
I am also from Central Florida, born and raised. I am a physical therapy assistant by background. I've been practicing for about 8 years. That's where Alicia and I met, was back when my first job, when we were at the rehab hospital together. And I've been reselling for about 3 years, also in menswear, between like men's clothing and shoes.
So you both are in healthcare. You both had full-time jobs. What made you decide to dabble in reselling and eBay specifically? Heather, we'll continue on with you.
We started about 3 years ago during the COVID pandemic and, you know, realized within 3 to 6 months that it really had some great potential for us to go full-time. Our goal has always been to have a family. And so for us, it was just like, could be an awesome opportunity for us to potentially work at home, work from home, have our own business, have some flexibility in our schedule. That meant a lot to us. And so about 7 months ago, I was thankfully able to make that transition full time. And hopefully Alicia is not too far behind me.
Alicia, what made Heather convince you? What was that point?
Well, I think about 3 years ago, we both started shortly after the COVID pandemic. And I will take full credit for getting us into the reselling space. About 3 years ago, in the middle of the COVID pandemic, we were sitting at home mindlessly consuming so much social media, just like everyone else was. And I stumbled across a couple of videos that talked about sneaker reselling and how you can resell some of your gently used sneakers for money. So I said, hey, that'd be a really cool thing for me because I have a ton of pairs of shoes and I really wanted to get rid of some of them and make a little bit of extra cash. And so as I started looking more into it and learning more about the processing and the reselling world, I stumbled across all the different things that you could actually get online and sell. I actually talked to Heather about it and said, hey, what do you think about maybe looking into doing this reselling thing as like a little side hustle for the both of us to generate a little bit of extra income and maybe help with some of the upcoming baby expenses? Because at that time, we were just starting that fertility journey. And so she said, yeah, I think it might be something that I'd enjoy. I drug her out to a thrift store and I knew she would be phenomenal at it because she has such a keen eye for finding really cool things and really unique pieces. And we probably spent about an hour there and we were walking out with a couple of random things because we're just starting. It's our first thrift store trip. She looks over at me and she's like, I think I want to do this. And so I said, okay, so let's just do this. And so we dove head first and the rest is kind of history.
And here you are today. So you specialize in menswear. You said you had a sneaker collection. So why did you continue with menswear?
I think for me, when I was looking at how I wanted to grow my business and what I wanted to specialize in. When we first started, we dabbled in a little bit of everything. I mean, we were doing hard goods, we were doing sneakers, we were doing clothing, we were grabbing any kind of cool things or profitable things that we could find. And then as we started to grow our business, we had to sit down and really look at what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it and how we were going to make our space work. And because we were going to primarily be working and selling, reselling and doing our business out of our home, space was a big factor for us. And so we wanted something that was going to be easy to store and process and put into inventory and that wouldn't take up a ton of space, which men's clothing and sportswear is great for because it can be folded, bagged, and put into big bins. And we can store tons and tons of items in one bin. It doesn't take up a lot of space. And then the other thing that we looked at is the shipping and the processing. And so we wanted something that was pretty quick, easy for us to process because at the time we were still working full time and working on our businesses in the evening. We also said, hey, how can we find stuff that's also going to be light and quick and easy for us to ship out? And so men's clothing is great for that.
Heather, how about you? Do you plan on going outside of just men's clothing?
I don't think so. You know, I think like since we've been doing it, I mean, really only the first couple of months, we were dabbling in other things. And then you realize how important it is to niche down and how important that is to have a process. Like for us, it's like, we see other resellers that think about, man, if, you know, we had to ship a bike and then a blender and then some shoes to have that, you know, that variety of things to ship and finding the boxes and the storage for that. Some people can do that. And if you have the warehouse space or things like that, that's awesome. But for us, it was just like, we have limited space, clothing's easy, and we enjoy it. You know, we enjoy the process of learning about the brands. You know, we still get excited about seeing things, you know, learning new brands, finding those brands, being able to provide that for our customers. So we enjoy that. We also like the fact that men tend to be a little bit less picky, or when the items arrive, if they're not so satisfied, you know, they don't really care too much. They don't often return. So that's a kind of a perk of that. Women are a little bit heavier on the returns. It's harder fitting and sizing wise sometimes between men and women. So that's also why we specifically stick with menswear, is just, you know, we feel like the returns rate is a little bit easier. And like she said, with the calculating of the shipping is an awesome thing for us, because it's like, once you've learned all these things, you're like, oh yeah, like this is, you know, we're listing things, you're like, oh, we know it's going to cost this much. And sometimes with other items, you kind of learn, like, and we said, we knew from experience that something's bigger than you anticipate it being, or weighs more than you anticipate it being. It's like, you get bit a little bit on the shipping. So with clothing, you're not too surprised with what it's going to be.
And talking about diversity, I can imagine you like, honey, where's the scooter? Oh, it's above the microwave.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to worry about that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I will add to that too, that I have started to dabble a little bit more into some other categories. Like recently I've started, Heather will tell you too, that I've started to dabble a little bit into sports cards, because I'm a big sports fan too. I recently just opened and ripped, I guess, my first pack of football cards. And then I'm looking to do basketball as the season progresses too, because I really enjoy basketball a lot. We'll see how that goes. But again, very small, easy to store, doesn't take up any additional space as we continue to grow.
We did feature you in a Seller Spotlight video a few months ago, where we got a lovely surprise at the end. For anyone who hasn't watched it, go on our YouTube channel and watch it. It's very beautiful. So do you have any exciting updates you can share with us?
So we do, actually. Shortly after we filmed our eBay Seller Spotlight, we got some really awesome news that we are expecting. And actually, as of yesterday, we are 13 weeks pregnant. And we are having a beautiful baby boy.
Do you have a name picked out?
We have a couple. We've been trying to narrow it down. We're not there yet. Everybody has had their input in terms of our friends and family too. We've got a list going that we're working through and trying to figure out the best name, but we're just really excited. It's been a really long journey for us, so we're super stoked. And then we're hopefully going to have a little mini thrifter and assistant on our hand here pretty soon.
I love that. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear live updates as they come in, and I won't pry for a name, but I really hope you do share it with me when you
will.
Sure.
Yeah,
definitely will.
It's a big ask to pick a name. So we're both like, oh man, we don't want to mess it up.
That's where we are right now. So we've got it somewhat narrowed down, but then every other day, I feel like we get another name that we kind of really like. And we're like, maybe we'll use it for the middle name. So we'll see where we are in the next couple of weeks. But we just found out a few days ago that we're having a boy.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
Heather, you have and will continue to have doctor's appointments. And after baby is born, now that we know baby boy, you both will be very busy with that. So how do you plan on managing being new parents and business owners? Do you have a plan in place? What does that look like?
Definitely a tentative plan. I think we're not naive to the idea that having a baby will probably change this outlook and our time for sure. But we definitely have put a lot of thought into it. And with having, you know, a lot of appointments with IVF and everything, it's kind of prepared a little bit for this pregnancy part of having a lot of appointments. And I'm sure once the, you know, little guy's here, we'll continue to have those. And I'm sure there's parents out there that are like, yeah, you don't have this figured out at all. But tentatively, we found it very helpful to plan out the week, take it week by week and just look at, okay, I have this appointment on this day and this on that day. And so kind of getting those things kind of maybe established first, because the awesome thing and the great perk of eBay is that you can work whenever you want to. That's, you know, always there that we were like, okay, well, you know, if maybe, you know, Monday, Tuesday are really busy, those evenings, you know, we'll plan to work, or the weekends we'll plan to work. We also have great family support. Both of our family is still here in Central Florida. Once the baby is here, we plan to lean on them and utilize them and hope that, you know, they can be here to help, you know, babysit for a little bit. We can go out and go thrifting a little bit or take some pictures or things that we're not able to do. Definitely utilizing nap time if we're also not napping, but we'll have to take that by ear, you know, and see how, you know, hopefully it's not a colicky little one or anything like that, but you know, we're definitely going to utilize our family. And then also our goal is to have Alicia home, if not full-time, at least part-time. So she only has a part-time job. So then she'll be able to be home more. I mean, we both have planned this and, you know, this has always been our goal, is that we want to be home as much as we can. We value our family a lot. Utilizing each other, we already do that now. You know, we work together on the weekends. We go thrifting. You know, we always love that part of it, is that we can thrift together. And then just doing other processes together, like we already do photos and, you know, packing the stuff together, just continuing to develop that kind of process so that we have a flow with each other so we can get things done quicker.
You kind of mentioned that it gives you flexibility, and not to answer your question, but why did you stick with eBay?
For us, it is that. And compared to other platforms too, it was like we tried them initially, but like with eBay, it's just the flexibility that we have and the tools that, you know, eBay provides that we're able to utilize. They're so much better than other platforms. You know, you guys have put a lot of work into building a website that's efficient for resellers, and we tap into those things, and that's helped us grow our business. But also the platform that eBay has, we're able to reach so many more people versus other platforms that are out there. And that's, eBay is a well-established business, been around for years, and other platforms don't have that. We've definitely, this is the thing we love most about eBay.
And I think eBay does a really good job of just making it easy for sellers. One of the things that we're really enjoying right now is the new eBay international shipping. Prior to that, I wasn't doing any global shipping or international shipping. And since we've made that transition and now it's so straightforward, we don't have to deal with the hassle of returns. Everything goes to a localized area to be reshipped out. I think that has made it a lot easier. And we're both seeing obviously an uptick in our sales. And for me, having opted in and trying global shipping for the first time, it's been really smooth. It's been really easy. It's been such a great transition. So eBay just makes the platform easy to use, allows a lot of flexibility in terms of being able to use draft banks, pre-schedule your listings, all of those types of things really do make it one of the best platforms out there to use.
Wonderful. What advice would you give to new parents out there who also own a full-time eBay business?
So yeah, we find it really important to have a schedule similar to kind of having a 9-to-5, although eBay is awesome because you don't have to actually go at specific hours. You can do it whenever it fits into your schedule, but having a schedule is important. For us, it's like having accountability and sticking to a listing goal. I set a specific number of listings that I get done every day, and I have to meet that. That's something I meet every day. I have to stick to it. Even if it's 9 o'clock at night and I haven't done anything that day, I have to do it. And so like just like a 9-to-5, you have to show up, you have to put in those hours. So having a schedule that helps you meet those goals, you know, and looking at your day or your week and, you know, fitting these things in so that you're able to reach those goals. Utilizing the eBay tools is also really important. We love using scheduled listings. For us, if we're not able to get to things, you know, or it's been going to be a busy day, we schedule ahead of time. So we work ahead of time knowing, okay, my goal is to get 15 done every day. If tomorrow I know is going to be crazy, maybe I'll do 20, 25. So I have some extra, and then I only have less to do the next day. So I have those listings either in a draft bank. So they're already there. All I have to do is hit submit and they're there. Or I have them scheduled so then I can specifically pick the time or the day that those listings go live. And so I think that's really helpful because certain days you maybe aren't able to get as much done, but you have those tools in place that you're able to have your listings done. And then all you really have to worry about is answering any questions or dealing with shipping.
And Alicia, where can listeners find you and your store online?
My eBay store is So Much Soul Sneakers, S-O-L-E, so So Much Soul Sneakers, and then Instagram is So Much Soul Kicks.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for being here. This has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we love it.
Heather Hardy sells on eBay under the store name Pick and Wallflowers Resellers, and Alicia Wright sells under the store name So Much Soul Sneakers. Shop their store today and get to know them more by checking out their Seller Spotlight video on our eBay for Business YouTube channel. We hope you'll join us on our next episode where we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to share. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.